Welcome back. In this section, we pick up where we left off in section 1. Let's examine other verbal mistakes we make in regular conversation, as well as in presentations. First, we will review filler words and verbal tics. These are words or phrases that we include in our speech unnecessarily. By recognizing that we use them, we can make the effort to eliminate them. The result is clean, polished vocabulary. The following are just some of the filler words and verbal tics we hear in speech today. You may hear others. As you listen to recordings of your presentations, and I want to emphasize the value of purchasing a digital recorder, listen for these and any other miscues. The words so, now, and appear frequently in speech today and at the beginning of a sentence or thought. For example, so I wanted to show you exactly what they did. So they have 3 people that monitor their page at various times of the day. So this time this woman had a question. So the next step is to complete the form. A variation of this is the and so construction. And so now you should see a new screen. And so this program will allow you to set up your website in minutes. Now is likewise overused. Now go back to the form and you will see your changes. Now type your name and address in the form. Now you'll see that the new graphic is displayed on the screen. And, the conjunction and used at the beginning of sentences. And as we went to the water park, we noticed the downed trees. And later we headed over to the water park. And that was closed, so we went out for pizza. Occasionally these words, especially now, are proper. But for the most part, you can cut it out for a better statement. For example, so the next step is to complete the form becomes, the next step is to complete the form. Or, now go back to the form and you will see your changes. That becomes, go back to the form and you will see your changes. Notice that we didn't lose any of the pertinent information. You still understood what the speaker intended to say. I think you'll agree that the sentences sound much better. The solution is to concentrate on this issue and force yourself not to say those words. Just jump right into your sentence. It takes a little effort and time, just like any exercise program, but you will get over the habit. Other verbal tics include actually, literally, and to a lesser extent, go ahead. These are typically found inside the sentences. For example, I actually just wrote an article on that. I actually had a case like that recently. You'll actually see this metric in a couple different ways. And for literally, you literally can begin to use the program immediately. I literally opened the file and began using it immediately. Well, I hope so. I literally had 10 people calling me the first day. Like actually, I think literally is used for some effect, perhaps for emphasis. Both have their place in our language, just not the extent that they are often used. Another verbal tic I occasionally hear is go ahead. We use that in ham radio a lot, that's so the other party knows it's okay to talk. In speech, we hear it as a form of direction, as in, go ahead and refresh your browser. I will go ahead and complete the form on this page. The solution is just to state what you want. Refresh your browser. Or, complete the form on this page. Here is your daily assignment. Record yourself during regular conversation for at least 5 minutes, as well as during any presentation. As you listen to the recording, write down any time you use now, and, so, or and so, inappropriately at the beginning of a sentence. For most folks, it's usually just one of those terms that is overused. Edit out the offending word at the beginning and read aloud each sentence 4 times. Tell yourself that when you get to that type of sentence again, you will stop and omit the word. Practice this at least once per day for 4 days. You would gradually overcome the error. And now it's on to section 3. I'll see you there.